Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, you heard the news just now from Governor Andrew Cuomo. Schools can reopen. My question to you is probably the most loaded question you'll get today. Now what?
Now we have to first of all have our required meetings with parents and staff, teachers. We've been doing that all along, but we'll do it again. We'll roll them out. We'll try to have more answers to the questions that have been remaining on the table. So we'll have to develop a very structured, didactic plan for those questions, of which I have in front of me, and I'm sure I'll get more. And then we're going to invoke our model. We set up a model of a hybrid opening. I think it's a good model. I think it's a doable model, and we'll put it into play. So unless we get information from those meetings that's contrary to what we've been discussing, I think we're in a good shape to get started.
Well, you're going with the hybrid model. Did you submit right. just one plan to the state health department, or did you submit multiple plans?
Well, of course, we know how to open in full. We also have our remote plan, our totally remote plan on there, and how we would conduct a totally remote plan, because we know there are going to be parents who are going to say, no matter what, that's what I want. So the plans are in place. We just have to answer the questions for the eventualities and then start executing.
Yeah, gotcha. And I'm just curious because, you know, you submit multiple plans to the state. I assume they all got accepted by the health department. And I guess, you know, how do you know which one to go with if they accept multiple plans? Are you just saying, okay, this is what we feel is the best one for Niagara Falls, the hybrid model?
Yeah, I think that's the sense that we've had ongoing conversations with the teachers union and other unions and with parents and our Board of Education. We're sensing that people want to try to return to school under the best of conditions after being off for 6 months. I would never bring everybody back immediately. We need to have a slow return. I think the difference here is that we have to plan for a full remote option too. For those parents that are not willing to follow the hybrid method, we have to give their children education. We hope that's a minimal number of kids. We hope that we can prove to parents when we open in this method that we've done everything right, safely. They'll have our trust and they'll send their kids back to school, and then hope to expand from there if the infection rate stays low. We're in a good place. We have to now practice our execution, and we have to make sure that we've got every eventuality figured out. And once we do that, we'll still get hit with some things that we're not prepared for, because there is no playbook on this return.
Right. And obviously everyone can hear that and understand kind of the challenges that you're facing. And I guess one of the big questions that people have nowadays is, you know, schools are going to have some sort of plan for testing and contact tracing. Well, I remember reading the state's reopening guidelines, and they said, don't mandate testing and don't mandate testing of the students and the staff. And it's kind of just a weird juxtaposition, because you're told to do something, but you really can't go all in on it. Is that the toughest challenge you're facing now? And how are you going to address
it? It's difficult. It's difficult. But that kind of initial guidance is gone. It's out the window. We've got to forget about it. We've got to deal with the cards that are in front of us, and we've got to play them to the best of our ability. So we'll have to work with our local health department. We'll have to work with our hospital, which is a great partner to us, and we'll have to have a seamless plan. So what was said is said. It's over with, and now here we are today, and we'll make the adjustments.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.